It's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and by Crary Industries. It's a snowy day across North Dakota and Minnesota. In northeastern North Dakota, snowfall totals are running anywhere from 3 to 6 inches. MR Consulting owner Mark Ramsey says not much wheat got seeded before the moisture.
Wheat, maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe 15%. Maybe it's the whole total area I'm in up here. We're getting a little bit of moisture, just so we need to get the crop off and started.
Ramsey says soil temperatures were a little too cool for any of the sugar beets to get planted.
We've had those nicer days where it's warmed it up on the surface and maybe a little bit underneath, but, you know, when it's getting down into the 20s at night, it's just a little cool yet.
Farmers are grateful for the moisture. Near Crookston, Minnesota, farmer Gary Wagner says in the last week, the area received at least 1 inch of moisture.
Through all the rains, and I don't know how much moisture we're going to get out of this snow. It's still snowing here right now. Everything getting is, I mean, we haven't had a decent moisture event since last July, so, it's well needed.
When conditions were drier, Wagner seeded some spring wheat. He adapted his planting strategy due to the dry conditions.
We decided to do basically no-till because of the moisture situation. We, just quickly looking here, we actually started on the 6th of April, putting spring wheat in, and we were planting on edible bean grounds, so we had a little extra moisture there. But it was going in nice conditions, but we were a little bit more concerned on the fields we were looking at that it was the top 2 inches was pretty dry, and then we had some moisture underneath that. So I mean, like I said, we were planting a little deeper than we'd like to, but it'll come up.
From Elbow Lake, Minnesota, for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Overby with our first Pioneer Agronomy update of the season. And we're at Red River Marketing, joined with a sales associate, Leah Johnson. And Leah, let's dive right into it. Some farmers been able to get out there and plant before the snow and rain.
Yes, so prior to last week's somewhat large rain event here. We are probably teetering around that 4-inch average with all the precip last week. We did get quite a bit of small grain in the ground in this local geography, which is wonderful. A lot of wheat got seeded. A lot of seed bed preparation got done as far as corn and soybeans. No activity yet, but we're just kind of in a waiting limbo land since we're dealing with some snow today.
The snow that we're getting now coupled with the rain that you got last week, has that helped improve the moisture situation tremendously?
That rain that came slow really pulled out more frost than we probably didn't know we still had in the ground. I would say for us locally, there's a lot of enthusiasm. We were very, very dry last fall. Not a lot of tile lines were moving. So we'll move this water and we'll be raring to go. No reason to panic yet.
You can find Red River Marketing on Facebook and Twitter. And this is the Pioneer Agronomy Update on the Red River Farm Network.
Thanks, Megan. That's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and by Crary Industries.